A new route through Alaska's interior awaits mushers as Iditarod 43 kicks off this morning in Fairbanks. I'm Josh Hedge.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, providing financial tools and resources for purchasing a home or planning for the future. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
The University of Alaska Southeast offers degree programs you won't find anywhere else, like the customizable BLA. Online or on campus, information at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by the University of Alaska Southeast.
Iditarod 43 restarts this morning in Fairbanks as mushers and their teams begin a 968-mile journey to Nome, which will take them through new checkpoints like Nenana, Manly Hot Springs, and Hooslia, and includes a 119-mile run between Tanana and Ruby, nearly 40 miles longer than any run on the Iditarod's typical trail. Despite the altered route, the race's ceremonial start went on as planned, filling downtown Anchorage with dogs, fans, and snow trucked in from Goose Lake. Unusually warm weather has hampered South Central Alaska's winter snowpack and led officials to move the restart to Fairbanks for only the second time in race history. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the new route through the interior will challenge even the most seasoned racers as long-held strategies are scrambled.
Light morning rain and temperatures in the upper 30s Saturday morning were yet another reminder it hasn't been a very good season for mushers in South Central Alaska. Reliable training grounds like Willow, where many prominent mushers keep kennels all the way down to Kisilov, have been without good snow to put miles on their teams. That's led many, like 2014 finisher Monica Zappa, to spend winter on the move.
We've basically been living out of our truck. We haven't been able to train at home on the Kenai Peninsula for 2.5 months, so we actually ended up going to Wyoming.
While the switch in locations may seem like an advantage for interior mushers clustered around Fairbanks, many teams moved up there for part of the season to take advantage of the snow. And with the first leg of this year's route following smooth, fast rivers rather than the technical climb and descent through the Alaska Range in past years, veteran Richie Deal says the terrain isn't any one region's advantage.
I'm from Aniak on the Kuskokwim River, so I love river traveling.
But long stretches on the Chena and Nenana rivers so early on present new challenges. Paige Drobny will be pacing her team on the first leg of the race.
I'm going to make sure to have my GPS on so that I don't let them go any faster than 10 miles an hour is my speed. Because it's flat and straight, it's really easy just to let them run, and then I think you can burn them out early if you do that.
The other confounding variable is the distance between checkpoints. Iditarod mushers who design strategies around sprinting from one stop to the next will have a difficult time making it all 119 miles from Tanana to Ruby without stopping. And that, says Lisbeth Norris, means making plans to camp.
I packed an extra caribou skin in addition to my regular sleeping pad because I want to be comfortable and cozy.
There is one other long-distance sled dog race where stretches on rivers and camping on the trail are the norm, and that's the Yukon Quest. While Brent Sass of Eureka has only run the Iditarod twice before, he's run the Quest 9 times and just a few weeks ago came in first place.
Yeah, camping out is one of my main deals. I love camping out on the trail, and I'll be doing the same thing, building a big fire every stop I can.
Few mushers at the ceremonial start would reveal the details of their layover strategies, which is par for the course in a race where psychological advantages are their own tactic. But there are also some unknowns with the weather, as temperatures are projected to drop to 20 below with a possibility of heavy snow. And for Kelly Maxner, changes in layover rules are yet another variable to contend with.
We do have a different option this year of taking our 8 before our 24, so I'll just have to get out there and assess the situation. It's kind of going to be a on-the-fly race this year, I think, for me.
In a year with so many adjustments, the one change that mushers across the board, like Hugh Neff of Toke, are looking forward to is the race's first-ever stop in Hooslia, home to George Atla, who passed away last month.
You know, George Atla is the greatest dog musher ever, and we're honoring his spirit this year.
The festivities were marred by the death of a sled dog not involved in the ceremonial start. One of the dogs belonging to Lachlan Clark, a race veteran from Colorado, got loose from the staging area at Campbell Tract and was hit by a car several hours later. The race's official start is at 10 a.m. today. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.